Kufi Dalam Beis, the fourth wide line, widest lines, Omer Rav Mana Tana. So he brought a brisa which said that Yom Kippur, which comes to be Bichal and Shabbos, there's an Isser of Knibis Yorek, because it says, the Lashon of, by Shabbos, Tamal Omer B'Shabbos Bereshish, Bereshis, Shabbos Bereshis meaning the, what we call the regular weekly Shabbos. It says the Lashon of Shabbos Son, Shabbos Kurdish. B'Shabbos Son is Mashmash Shvois. So there's a command for a person to desist from doing something. So Lamai. So the Morse says, what's it coming to tell me? If it's coming to tell me Malacha Lamai Be'ezek Kaniba Aser Lon Krob. What type of Kaniba are we referring to that the Pasuk is going to answer? The Kaniba Rashi learned was removing the leaves to make it more straight, to be able to cut it more easily. Ilayba bin Malacha Kigan Mechuber, we're talking about a case where there would be Malacha involved in Kaniba. I have a pasuk l'satzakom alocha for that. Haksiv l'satzakom alocha b'hasu lamali. Why do we need a separate command of Shabbos Soin to tell me that that's also? So alav l'kanibus yorik is referring to kanibus yorik ba'alma betolish. It's just referring to just kanibus yorik in general. For example, you know, nothing of significance in a case where it's detached. Dimidid alav malocha, that there's no malocha involved. So there's this command that Rashi seems to say that there'd be an issur, according to this brisa, there'd be a mitzvah asay the raisa to desist from doing things like kinibus yorik. So that's what this brisa says. You're talking about something which is there's a level of shvisa which is required from the Torah. Now there's an interesting, there's a Ramban and Chumash in Parshas Emor, that the Ramban says that we know those Lamates Malachas, and we, if you picture the Shabbos of the Torah, before, not the Shabbos with the Chum and Va'ad of all the, there's no, there'd be no Issur Muksa, there'd be no Durbanans, and Malachas and Sikh Lagufa, and everything, you know, Shabbos would look quite different than the Shabbos, you know, person who lives at the time of, you know, their day, Matan Torah, their picture of Shabbos is quite different than our picture of Shabbos. The Ramban comes along and says, not really, because you'd be definitely, you'd be allowed to do business, you know, and that, you'd be allowed to do business, because Mimsuch Hefsuchah is a Nidri Kabbalah, it's a Mirabonan, you know, people would be doing business on Shabbos, there's so much which doesn't fit into what Shabbos is all about. There's a mitzvah say called Shabboson, Shvois. There's besides the lav of Malacha, there's a general mitzvah say to create a Shabbos atmosphere. The Chachamim came along and said, okay, they took that, there was why are the Rabbanan and Shabbos referred to as Shvusim? We had to make a fancy name for it? So no, the Chachamim, basically, even though each one itself is the Rabbanan, there's a general command of the Torah to create a Shabbos atmosphere, which the Chachamim have used as their permission to create all of the Rabbanan that they made. So it comes out any Rabbanan that you're dealing with on Shabbos is more common than your average Rabbanan, because it's more, it's almost along the lines we had by Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed is maybe more explicit. There's a sheet that Rishonim, many Rishonim hold, that Malachas Chol HaMoed is the Raisa, but which Malachas is defined by the Rabbanon decided which ones are the Raisas. Master Kassel the Chachamim, the Pasuk gave it over to the Chachamim to decide what goes in and what doesn't go in. So Ramban says, come out the same idea over here by Shavuos. What was the command of the Torah to create a Shabbos atmosphere? That's what Ramban says in the Chumash. And the Yidvo over here says the exact same shot in the Gemara. Because the Gemara is discussing Kinibus Yarek, which is the Rabbanon, and it's bringing the Pasuk of Shvois, which is the Raisa. Taisa says that it's Machta Ba'alma. Rashi, the Yidvo says it's a general mitzvah to say the Raisa, the Pratim are the Rabbanon. Rashi seems to take it a step further, and Rashi seems to mamash call it the Raisa. Rashi says that the Kinibus Yarek will be the Anissa Deraisa, Mamish, which is like another Madrega. Or there's a mitzvah to say Deraisa to desist from such things. So let's read you one piece in this Sefer, which is put out by Rishiva Gifter's grandson. on Sefer Shabbos, so in the front of it, he received permission from the family. He published, Rashiva had like notes, you know, ha'oras that he'd written on the Sefer. So on this Rashi, he has a long ha'or. The problem with Rashiva's ha'or is Rashiva never did not write things expansively. You know, when he wrote the ha'oras, it's like he write three lines of ayin. You know, you have to figure out what exactly he meant. See, he learns Rashi is not like the he mentions the Rit Tavor. He thinks Rashi is not like the Rit Tavor. Rashi is saying a madriga up from the Rit Tavor. Actually, I think his grandson of the Sefer suggests maybe he should learn Rashi like the Rit Tavor. The Hageder Bezet, the Shabbos only koy al Hagavra el al Hayom, Shabbos hu Yom Shvisa. I'm not for Havain over here. I'm not sure exactly what he's saying. Which is ongoing challenge of trying to figure out what Shiva said. When he said it, Balpeh, it was, you know, was one challenge. Biksa was even harder. He says that the mitzvah, it's not a command. He says on the person, which means that he's talking to you. You should desist, but rather it's trying to define the day, like create the atmosphere. I guess would be or simplifying it. That Shabbos is a day of Shvisa. So a person who would be involved in something which is even though it's not a malacha, but it's something which doesn't fit into that category. He's not fulfilling this command to. If there's a certain picture of what Shabbos is supposed to look like, and you didn't do that, so you didn't do the command. So what I think what he's saying is there's something called an Isser Aseh. He said that's not what's happening over here. There's no Isser Aseh that there's a command to cease from doing malacha, and therefore, if you don't cease from doing malacha, you're over an Isser Aseh of doing that. This action. It's just there's a mitzvah asay to create a certain reality. You didn't do that. So Rashi's not coming along and saying it ends up being a isser deraisa on an isser asay level. There's no isser involved over here. But what it is there's a positive command which you haven't fulfilled. You haven't fulfilled the command to the Shabbos looks like this. This is the Shabbos the Torah had in mind, and you did that. So you haven't done Shabbos. So you're not. You haven't fulfilled an asay. It's not an isser asay, but there's a bitzel asay. But the getter, the way the Torah said it was, it's not just you're over an asay. You didn't get the Shabbos the Torah was talking about. The Shabbos Torah was talking about was X, and you did a Y. So it's like putting on tzitzis with three corners.
Right.
But the point he wants to say, it's not a command on the Gabra, it's a command on the Yom. The Torah is defining what Shabbos is. That's what the point over here is. That's he understands Rashi. He does point out that the Rashi earlier seems to say that the problem over here is Al Tzitircha. Mishim the Kotarach Mishabbos L'chol. Kimis Yark was also Mishabbos L'chol. So he says possibly that there was. There's going to be two different mandamer in the Gemara. The first mandamer said Knibis Yark was also didn't bring any pasuk. He held it was also because you're being matriach with Shabbos Lachol. The Braises come along and say, no. I'm not talking about the issues of Hachana and Tircha. I'm talking about the Raisa. I'm bringing the pasuk for this. There's a machlokes over here. What the level of the issue of Knibis Yark is? It comes out. Okay.
Does this tie in at all to like option Ilsa? You know, in other words, you shouldn't have sort of an atmosphere where you've got all this malacha stuff going on, even though it's not a malacha that's being done by a human on Shabbos.
That's the malachas we shun. What is achronim? How to learn avshem milsa? Something like that. The other way to learn avshem milsa is much more basic. There was Avshem Milsa was something which Betzim, you set up the Malacha from before Shabbos, and we can understand what. But since it creates a tremendous amount of noise, attention, etc., people will notice it. and people will be chashing you that you did it on Shabbos. The nafkamina is something which the derech is to do it from beforehand for later. So then even people notice it, they won't assume that you did it immediately. People will assume that you did it in the regular time. That's one of the term for alarm clocks. Even though alarm clock will create X amount of noise, but the derech is you don't set the alarm clock when the alarm clock rings. That wouldn't be very helpful. You set it beforehand. So then the question is, okay, when do you set it before? Do you set it the night before? You set it, so nowadays we've created a reality where that's not an issue. But that's where they discuss it. If it's al chashad, so certain things would be, the derech is these things to run from beforehand, it's not a problem of chashad. If it's al shemilsa, you're lacking in your Shabbos dika atmosphere, so then it might still be a problem. Yes. But keeping the rice also b'chol shabbos of the shana. Since kinnibus yarek is also and all of the different shabbos of the shana, hachol shirinon le mishum agmas nefesh. The mitzvah is the rice. So we're not going to say, well, since in Yom Kippur there's an agmas nefesh involved in it, so the gabi Yom Kippur, it fits into the ruach of the yom of Yom Kippur. That will thereby allow us the other problem of Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, and you'll be able to do that. Knibus Yarek and Shabbos. So come now. Ubishay Yom Kippur Mshori LaAgmas Nefesh. But in general, Yom Kippur is Mutzer. Now, what happened to this mitzvah Shabbosom and Yom Kippur? V'avagavlechsi Beish Nami Shabbosom Shvois. So Yom Kippur also, you should have this command to desist from these other type of actions which are not Shabbosnik, right? Knibus Yarek. So why is Knibus Yarek Mutzer any Yom Kippur? So now Rashi says, the next Kiddush in Rashi is the following. Rashi says over there, that La'ami Malacha Hu, that pasuk is not referring to desist from Malacha, Shabbosom, a day of Shvisa from Malacha, or non-Malacha, a day of Shvisa. The word Shabbosom over there is Mikaldabar Hama'akev Melihis Anois, Mide Samchinen Levenisem. The command over there, Shabbosom, is a day where there's totally desisting from non-inui, from pleasure. So the Sharet Zion in Tav Reshit Aleph learns that Rashi learns that that not only is Achila Deraisa and Shtiyah Deraisa, Rechitza and Sicha and Nidus HaSandal, Tasha Shamit are also Deraisas. They're not Deraisas of Shechayiv Koris. They're Deraisa at the level of Shabbosom. And Rashi is saying that the Raisa level of understanding over here is referring to Hachad the Shinim Lavarek Yuma the Basad the Yuma the Rechitza B'Sicha B'Daimon Lehen, that the Rechitza and Sicha are a chi of the Raisa, not to the Rechitza, because you're supposed to be shoyves from anything which would impact the Inui. So these things lessen the Inui. That's how the Sharetzi in Hilchos Yom Kippur understands this Rashi. So Rashi is saying other things are derisive.
So what would happen if you're air conditioning?
So the more asked the kasha with it, right? The more, if you remember when we learned Yom a long, long time ago, the more asked the kasha, maybe the mitzvah of Inui is to go sit in the sun. Maybe the mitzvah of Inui is to go sit in the shade when it's cold.
Let me ask you a little different, right?
Right, you're saying something different. The more it comes out that it can't, I remember the more's answer, the more it says that it can't be shot in the posik, that it's not discussing that type of inui of cold versus hot, etc. So the more, discussed, I don't remember what the more's teretz is, but the more discussed that potential possibility of, the more says maybe the mitzvah of inui is to stay in the sun if you're hot, you can't leave the sun. Which would be your case. The more goes to all that, I don't remember the more terrors, but the more goes to all those possibilities. But there you would see, though, this idea of the Chachamim were able to define it, because Rechitza, to remove dirt is Mutter, just Rechitza for Tainug is Asr, and Sicha for refuel purposes is Mutter. They did not, that's not Asr. But Sicha for the purposes of Tainug is Asr. Or non-tainug even, but not for refuah. The same clause as you'd have for Shabbos, you'd have Yom Kippur. In case of refuah, be mutter on Shabbos, be mutter Yom Kippur. In case of chatatan, the person has chatatan and berosha, so he's allowed to be, you know, do sikh. So this Rashi, there's a lot, you know, there's a lot in that Rashi, both pieces. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan came along and said, "No, mutar b'kin b'shiyarik. The shoyis lava isur the raisahu el derabonim. The pasuk of shoyis that you're bringing this price, it's not saying it's the raisah. It's only derabonim. V'hachim mishum agmas nefesh shemesaken v'ena oichol. So we hear on Yom Kippur. So there's an agmas nefesh involved that you're working in it, and at the same time you're not eating it. Rabbi Karv le'inui. So it's a form of inui." Therefore, shori. Therefore, they were matir in Yom Kippur. They matir in Yom Kippur, which comes out to be on Shabbos, because in some way it enhances the inui. But after being a mincha lamala, shu shoyef u'mitzapa le'eis achilu, vika agmas nefesh tvei. But because I only were matir for mincha and onwards, because he's already thinking about the eating, and he's there with, and he still can't have it. So that's a greater. There's an element of inui involved in that more. There's a word from Rav Shlomo Shadron, if the Shihab Fitzstim's over here. He says, you know, so Yom Kippur, we say Baruch Hashem out loud because we're like Malachim. So comes Yom Kippur night, you know, you just had a Gabaldic meal, you feel totally full. Echmer Malach, as the Yiddish says, like that's a Malach, you know. Baruch Hashem, right? Motzi Yom Kippur, the guy's fasted for 26 hours, he hasn't eaten anything. Baruch Hashem, still a hate Baruch Hashem. What happened? You're more malach Motzi Yom Kippur. He says a human being is defined not where his stomach is, where his mind is. Yom Kippur night, your mind is on Yom Kippur. The whole Yom Kippur is ahead of you. You're thinking about Yom Kippur. Motzi Yom Kippur, you're thinking about your stomach. You're thinking about food already. Ois malach, end of being a malach. Right? The mind's already in a different world. You know, it's in the wrong worlds. Shailas, what's shot by Nihila? The Kiddush of Nihila is, you know, I always think about it. Like 5 minutes before, you scream Baruch Hashem out loud, Mamash, with the Gansu Kishka is out loud, you know. And 5 minutes later, it's quiet already. What's the difference? The difference is, by Nihila, a person rises above it and thinks, talk about Yom Kippur, even though it's, you know, so, in Chami, I would have interesting Kiddush LaHalacha. The guy who can't stop thinking about his stomach by Nihila, maybe Shaka should say Baruch Hashem quietly, I don't know. Okay, anyway. That word, it's some surfer. Some surfer says that the definition of a person is where his mind is. He says it in Parshas Lech Lecha. So when they captured Lot, and they take him away, so Avram, he says they take Lot, Ben Achi Avram, Vesu Kushoy, Vahu Yoshe Bistoim. His concern is Vahu Yoshe Bistoim. It says Vahu Yoshav Bistoim. He's not sitting in Stoim right now. Right now he's on his way to Damascus. He's not Vyoshe Bistoim. So he says, the Pasha telling you that even after the Gats of Maisa, that Lloyd was schlepped away by the kings to who knows where, his mind was still sitting in Stoim. So he's still sitting in Stoim. That was what the Pasha, some surface says in the Chumash. That's what, so because human beings are defined by where his mind is, not where his body is. You want to define the person, so we define the person by the mind. The Basav Chol is not an iser of definition. It's not a definition concept.
But the body followed the mind, it would be a different situation entirely. So by not doing it, regardless of what the type is.
Yeah, listen, the guy wasn't Erev Yom Kippur because he's thinking about food. Right, but that'd be your parallel. But on the other hand, when you want to define what the person is, the person, the definition of the person is he's not a Yom Kippur Dika Yid. He's not a Malach. Okay. Given the Chaz, the itching that the Baal HaMor says over here, the reason why it's only Minchah LaMalach, he says the exact opposite of Rashi. He says, you know, you guys work with food on Yom Kippur, you gotta be kidding. You might eat it. Might pop it in his mouth. So there's a concept called pas basala. You know, it's ready. It'll be there in five minutes. Now I can eat. I can halt ice. Not worried. In the middle of the mile, the guy can halt ice. You do it at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. We have to rush. The guy might come to eat it. Which is that the opposite of Rashi. Given the cause of the habit come at Macharfi. The Morse says, "Makdim lifnei amincha." The Hashal Lavag was nefeshu. They were doing it too early. So Rashi says, so therefore, there wasn't. It doesn't have that extra level of the kvetch. You know, the, almost yes, but not. So he said, "You know what?" Omer l'inshe beis say. So the Morse says that he told his family that came a letter from Merava, the name of Yerchanan, on osigris of Merava kehechel l'kavla minei. So now Rashi says a fascinating thing over here. This is a Gemara. Oh, where is that Gemara? Oh, come on. The Gemara says Minayan that you're allowed to say over something the name of a Gavra Rabba, even though it's not true, in order that people should listen to what you're saying. It's a Gemara. Where's that Gemara? So Rashi learns that the story was it didn't actually happen that Rabbi Yochanan sent a letter. There was no such letter, but he realized if he says that you know. I tell you, you shouldn't do it. He says, yeah, father says, right, what does he know, But if I tell you, Rav Moshe Feinstein says in a tshuva, okay, fine, I'll listen. I just know tshuva from Moshe Feinstein, but Lamaisa, I got you to listen. So, he says, in order to stop a person from doing something wrong, it says that people should listen, to do that, or the people should be makabel. So, Rashi, that was the story over here, what happened over here. A lot of fascinating Rashi's in this little piece over here, okay? No, that can be hard.